Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, the area's only sheep dairy selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. More information available at willowpondsheep.com. Also, Taste New York at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. And finally, the Schwangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. Well, this is a special episode of Tasting Tuesdays. You know, I work at the Kingston Farmers Market every Saturday, have been for a bunch of years now, and gotten to know a number of my colleague vendors. And I was thinking, since the outdoor Kingston Farmers Market is winding down, why not do a special Tasting Tuesdays from the Farmers Market, talking to a few of the vendors there. The first one I'm talking with is Yuval Sterer, who is the proprietor of The Big Cheese, which is based in Rosendale. Yuval Sterer, who is the proprietor of The Big Cheese in Rosendale, New York. Yuval, thank you for doing Tasting Tuesdays finally.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Share the flavor.
Thank you for deciding to finally be a guest.
My pleasure. Once again, I'll bring some samples too. I wish you can reach through the earbuds or the microphone or the speakers and actually enjoy the flavor.
Well, I love your products, as you know. How long has The Big Cheese existed?
Somewhere between 25 and 30 years, if I remember right. The warehouse in Kingston opened in 2003, 5 years before that. Yes, 27, 28.
And you're a real hub there in Rosendale, right? Has it always been in that location?
It's been on the same location, started in the back building and moved to the front building.
Right, and you got a whole cafe there, essentially, wouldn't you say?
It is an interesting, eclectic collection of anywhere from new, used clothing, vintage cheese, hummus, and coffee, cappuccinos, lattes, deli. Sit down.
How did you conceive of this place originally, though? Did you just think you were going to start selling some cheese and then you just kept saying yes? You have the problem not being able to say no when it comes to ideas of what to sell at the place?
No, the combination that my wife had done flea markets with clothing. I own Kingston Cold Storage and I had an interesting tenant that was peddling in cheese. And as I was walking by the piles again and again, we come to arrangement that I take what I want and I leave the money on underneath one specific wheel of cheese. And we came to a point to where we purchase a building and put everything under the same roof.
Why not?
I thought not, but
right.
The experience was that people really reacted favorably of that combination, and it grew since.
It's a special place. And how long have you guys been at the Kingston Farmers Market now?
Every bit of 22 years.
Really? So you're like one...
2003, 2001, somewhere there, yes.
We've been here. That's impressive. And how have you seen the business change in that time?
It's growing. It's growing, just like mold and cheese.
And what is there any particular product that you sell here that you wish more people knew about and embraced?
No, I want people to have open mind and try everything. We have something that we carried for the last 20 years, which is a $20 bag. It never changed. The bag got bigger and bigger. It's a wonderful variety. If you trust me as the proprietor, come and try it.
The Big Cheese is located in Rosendale, as well as, of course, having a farm stand right here at the Kingston Farmers Market. And are you anywhere else? That's it. That's enough.
That's enough.
I agree. I think he meant with this interview, so I'm going to let you get back.
No, I didn't mean with the interview, but we are going to be here in Kingston soon enough.
That's right. More news to come. So maybe that's a good reason for you to come and do a little bit of a more nuanced conversation when you know, at the radio station when you have that news to share.
We'll be happy to.
Okay, thank you. Yuval Steer of the Big Cheese. I wonder who's my next victim. Next up here is Olivia Lerner from the Rising River Bakehouse, also in Kingston. She's a very popular vendor at the Kingston Farmers Market because of her widely known babkas and bialys, among other tasty treats. And now I'm talking to the wonderful Olivia Lerner from the Rising River Bakehouse right here in Uptown Kingston. And you have been here at the farmer's market for how many years now? Do you know?
This is my third year at the market. This is my fourth year at the market.
Okay, yeah, because maybe, I don't know, I think I've been here 4 or 5 years. I can't even remember. And as far as I do remember, I've seen you right across from the Migliarelli stand, so... It makes sense. It's about 4 years. Uh-huh. And how long has Rising River Bakehouse been in business?
I started this business around 2020, pandemic time, and I was doing home-delivered CSB shares to people in the area all over Accord and Stone Ridge and Kingston, and it sort of organically grew into a business now, a farmer's market business over the course of those years. I guess about 5 years, 6 years now.
And how did you get interested in baking in the first place? And you're doing a particular type of, I mean, some of your items are like the babka and the bialys have definitely a Lower East Side Jewish tradition. You have like... I mean, if you go back far enough, right? And sort of the origins of those things. But you bring something new and refreshing to these items. So I'm just wondering how you got interested in these and the particular things that you bake.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Most of the things that I bake are things that I grew up eating in one form or another. So the things that I create are really, that's the origin, is just things that I... They're nostalgic, remind me of my upbringing and childhood, I guess. And they're just my own spin on them.
I love that. Food is like love. Is that kind of your feeling too?
Totally, totally. It really touches a very specific place for so many people. And one thing that is so fun about what I do is when people tell me that something I make reminds them of something they haven't had since they were a kid. You know, it's like there's just a lot of really special, deep-seated connection in a lot of the food.
That's rewarding, right?
Oh, totally, totally.
That's fantastic, Olivia. And last I remember, I think you were downstairs in some location nearby, right around the corner from here, right? Is that your location where people can stop by spontaneously? No, you've changed. All right, let me rephrase. So where are you located, Olivia?
So right now my business is based in a shared commercial space in the basement of Cheese Louise on Route 28. So I share the space with a few different businesses, and a lot of us sell upstairs, but my real storefront is at the Kingston Farmers Market. Find me.
Okay. Can people order ahead? Do you have that kind of system where people can order, especially with the holidays coming up, right?
Yes. So I have a pre-order on my website, risingriverbakehouse.com, for Thanksgiving. And the pickup is at Cheese Louise on Wednesday, November 26th. So I'm offering bread, whole grain breads, babka, bialy, and herb biscuits this year.
It's the Rising River Bakehouse. Right? I got it right? Okay. And again, the website again?
It's risingriverbakehouse.com.
How'd you come up with that? You know, you're a great guest, by the way. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. You're a natural. All right. That's Olivia Lerner from the Rising River Bakehouse here on 98.1 KZ. And finally, here is Andy Wilkinson from Braised Pie, which is based in Wappingers Falls, New York, but he too has been a rising favorite at the Kingston Farmers Market. Back with here at the Kingston Farmers Market with Andy Wilkinson, who is with Braised Pies. And you make British-style savory pies?
Yep, we do savory meat pies and pasties, a big fondness back in Britain.
What is that accent of yours?
Well, it's actually fairly neutral. I'm from the north of England in a place called Hull in Yorkshire. My wife, who's not here with us today, Sue, is from Liverpool in England. And we've been over in the United States for about 25 years now and been doing the pie business for about 3 years now.
How's it going?
It's gone from serving farmers markets, in which at which point we were using a commercial kitchen up in Kingston one night a week, maybe two nights a week, to service Beacon Farmers Market and Cold Spring Farmers Market, into a brick and mortar concern in Wappingers Falls, New York State. And it's going very well. We've got quite a good reputation, and that's basically down to the fact that Sue is an excellent cook and she's very good with people. But she's brought something special and unique to the Hudson Valley. People can't get enough of our dinner pies, which remain at $20, which is a really good value these days given the food inflation we've seen over the past couple of years. And we branched out into the handheld, so that's things like sausage rolls, traditional English Cornish pasties, and then she mixes it up. She'll do something like a sriracha chicken, a curried chicken and vegetable, vegetarian options, and then into desserts as well.
And I assume this is what you grew up with, or you both grew up with?
Yeah, you know, like takeaway wasn't a big deal as we were growing up in the 60s and 70s. I think the big thing was probably fish and chips. That was always my favorite, but that was in the days when it was served out of newspaper back in the shops. But I've always been partial to a sausage roll. Sausage roll and brown sauce, absolutely delicious.
Gosh, I can't wait to try this. Your wares. We'll have to have you back for a proper episode of Tasting Tuesdays with some of your samples.
I'd be delighted to bring some along, Adam.
That'd be great. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much.
All right. This has been Tasting Tuesdays from the Kingston Farmers Market on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, 98.1 KZE. Thanks to everybody who came on today. The Kingston Farmers Market is definitely a Saturday morning destination, open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., but it is winding down. They've got two more Saturdays, and you can make it over there and meet Olivia, Yuval, and Andy, and taste their wares. This has been Tasting Tuesdays on 98.1 KZE.